Blockade on essentials entering in response to an attack by the militant group. Aid could get into Gaza if the border crossing with Egypt opens, which it was expected to, but Hamas says there's no truth to those reports. Ambassador Zippy Hatovli says Israel's been trying to help Palestinians.
We are giving them the opportunity to go south to a shelter. Israel is just targeting military targets, and we want the international community to make sure Hamas will bring back home all those kidnapped people.
Meanwhile, Israel's military says at least 199 people are being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Yesterday, the UK's foreign secretary indicated around 10 are British. The Justice Secretary, Alex Chalke, will reveal measures later aimed at easing pressure on the prison system in England and Wales. Under the new plans, more foreign offenders would be sent back to their home countries and would be banned from returning. Former Justice Secretary Sir Robert Buckland says it's a good idea but will be difficult to achieve in practice.
If we can reach specific deals so that countries of origin recognise these individuals, then it could happen. The problem is that so many countries just do not recognise these people as their nationals.
Poland is facing a bit of political uncertainty after an election in which opposition parties appeared to gain a combined majority. But the ruling nationalist conservative group won more votes than any single party and so wants to keep governing. Marks and Spencer is planning to recruit 10,000 temporary workers for the Christmas period. That's up 40% on last year as the retailer invests to support customers on the shop floor. And Gloria Gaynor's approved Madonna's version of her hit, I Will Survive. She performed it in London at the weekend, months after Madge got a serious bacterial infection and postponed her tour. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
And talking about Madonna, we're going to be talking to someone who was at the concert last night who managed to get a ticket. In fact, they managed to get a ticket quite cheap to go and see Madonna, because some of the tickets I was looking at, they were about £400, £300, £150, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that, or she'll be telling you a little bit more about it later. I have seen quite a few videos online. It looks brilliant. She looks amazing. And if you're a fan of Madonna, you know, you're going to love it. Absolutely love it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. You notice that it is much cooler today. 12 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze though. A bit overcast here in Brentwood, but it should remain dry. And then tomorrow it's going up to about 15 degrees and it should be a nice sunny day tomorrow, and you'll feel a little bit warmer. I can feel it in my toes. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes, the cold.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. So you've got me for the next 3 hours. How was your weekend? I've gone selling mad. I've had quite a busy weekend. Yesterday I spent a lot of time on one of the internet places, shall we say, putting loads of stuff on it. I got loads of clothes out of my wardrobe. Some of them were covered in dust. I've got a wardrobe, you see, and in part of the wardrobe I've got a lot of stuff hung up that does not fit me in a million years. So I started going through it yesterday, and also I've got some of my mum's clothing in the loft in a case which I need to go through. And I've also got some of the tops hanging up, and I got one of the tops and I went, it doesn't fit me. It could fit somebody else. Give it to the... And I went, oh, and I put it back. So I've got to go back into the wardrobe again and start pulling stuff out. But it's so... I tell you what, I felt so... It feels so good getting rid of stuff that you don't need. I'm trying to really, you know, cut back on everything. I've got a lot of stuff. It's going to take a very long time to go through. But I started to get some stuff on eBay to sell that I don't use anymore, don't want anymore. But there are other places available. I didn't mean to give them a... Give them a bit of a... Don't need promotion. Just going through the whole, going through the whole wardrobe. And I've got the loft to go through. And it's quite, you know, it's quite exciting, really. I know it probably doesn't sound that exciting. But it's... I say it feels freeing. That's the thing I'm looking for. I feel free. That's how I feel. So, yeah, that's what I've done. And went out on Saturday and just really a nice weekend, good weekend. I am going to be starting soon on a weight loss drug, and I'll be probably giving you a little bit of info on that. It's I'm doing it privately, and it's through a proper place, but I'm probably going to start that in the next week or two. I've got to make sure I'm fully recovered from my cold before I start on it and see if it makes a difference. Obviously it will, but I think one of the side effects, reading the side effects, they are vomiting and diarrhea, which is so I might take it on a Friday just so I've got the weekend. Maybe, you know, it's not the sort of thing you want when you come into the radio station in the morning, really. oh dear, there we go. Right, so what's coming up on the show? We've got a track of the day, brand new track of the day from Abby Flynn. She's been played on the show quite a lot, and she's the voice behind the Navos track as well, Believe, which was a massive track last year, and she's worked on so many other tracks as well. So we'll be playing her brand new track a little bit later, which is called My Own Woman. Plus we've got Broken Bear, The Church of Trees, Jojo Man Band, The Happy Somethings, Rogue FX, Happy Birthday, Dylan Machine, their track, Millie Manders and the Shut Up, Beat Bakery, George Bone with their track as well, and The Condracts. That's all coming up. That's all independent music mixed in with some charts and some classic tracks as well. So yeah, I really would love to have gone to see Madonna. I've seen some of the clips, and although she's you know, the thing is, she's a little bit slower. She's 65, don't forget. I mean, that's no age now. As I said, if you're 90, a 65-year-old's a kid. She's a little bit slower, not dancing. I think she's got injuries, actually. Still got the injuries. Considering she nearly died 4 months ago, she looks incredible. She's got all the dancers, and she did some of the songs that I'm really pleased that she did. And she did them, like the original versions as well. It's a Bad Girl is one of my favourites, actually, and she did that, and yeah, everybody just thought, and also, what's the one with, Tell Me Love Isn't True, that one, Something That We Do, that one, Tell Me Everything I'm Not, that one, I can't remember the name of it, what is it called, Please Don't Tell Me to Stop, oh, Don't Tell Me, isn't it, yeah, there we go, I knew I'd get to the, I'd get to the right bit, so yeah. Be talking to somebody who went to the concert last night and finding out how it was. If you want to get in contact with the show, I'm on Eat My Brunch across socials, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. You can send me a little voice message if you want on Facebook Messenger and I can play it out. So if you're listening out there, do let me know. How was your weekend? What are you going to be up to this week? Tell me your thoughts on the world at the moment. Yeah, there we go. Oh, got my coffee. I've got no little nibbles to have in the studio. I'm being quite good. Last week, well, I have actually. I've got an apple. I lied. I'm trying to have a bit of fruit every day. Ooh. So, should we start off with a bit of Madonna? I think we should. This is the song that I was trying to sing, where she does the cowboy dancing. Oh, the video for this is amazing. I think it's about 20 years old now, isn't it? But I don't care. I love it. Here's Madonna. Don't Tell Me.
Don't tell me to stop. To drop, tell the wind not to blow, 'cause you said so. Tell the sun not to shine, not to get up this time. No, no, let it fall right away, but don't. We'll
it's just something that we do. Tell me everything I'm not, but don't ever tell me to stop.
Just for show, yeah.
She said, save your apologies. Baby, I just gotta know.
How long has this been going on?
You've been creeping around on me.
Are you calling me,
baby?
How long has this been?
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
This train terminates at
This is a brand new one from the Konjac's London Town, featuring Ed Rome and the Cutting Crew's Nick Van Eed. This is brilliant. Also, come on back.
Sunny days, everybody comes out and plays, laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge, yeah. His reflection seems to bother him, as bottles float by, littering our shore. Something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow, we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town, starting in London.
So
music at its best. Lovely. And Tony from the Condrex was a black cab driver. He's not anymore because it's very hard to... I think it's really hard for black taxis now because of the way that London is. You know, you're parking, you're driving anywhere. You know, and the cabs as well cost a fortune. I used to like going in a black cab. They always felt a little bit posh going in a black cab. And now you've got, you know, obviously you've got like Uber and stuff like that. But going in a, you know, black cab taxi, when I was working in London, it was always a bit of a joy. And then you'd look at the clock and you'd be like, oh, stuck in traffic, can't go anywhere. And now I suppose it's crawling through London because you've got those 20-mile, have you got 20-mile-an-hour speed restriction in London yet? A lot of the roads are closed. I mean, do you know what? I was thinking when I was a kid, I remember my mum and dad's, not very often, but occasionally... They might, maybe once a year, they go, oh, we're going to go in the car. And you go, oh, we're going out. And my dad would drive into London, so you could go round and sort of, you'd go past all the, oh, out the window and go, oh, look, oh. And the traffic was always flowing really nicely. I mean, we are talking about a long time ago when I was a kid. Or you could go up to Brick Lane and go and park up and just get a bagel and just park outside. Just things like that, you know, which you can't really do anymore in London. And sometimes you don't want to get the train. This is the point. Or the train... is horrendous. I think I was looking at somebody's fares, wasn't I, last week? I don't know if they're about $7,000 or something for the year. But you just go, what? A train fare, $7,000? And I think it was coming in from Essex, going from Essex into London. I don't think it was, you know, it was a ridiculous amount of money. Maybe it might have been Kent. I can't remember. But I was like, $7,500? My voice went up that high. I was that distressed about it. And that's before you even start getting your weight, you know, before you even start. That's why I like buying your coffee and stuff, you know, things like that. They, it all adds up, doesn't it? All adds up. What did I get at the weekend? I got some, I got a few bits and pieces. I'm buying little now, very little. And I go to the fridge and open it. And I don't know why, you're probably like me, you open the fridge and you look inside and you go, I can't make a sandwich. I don't think there's anything in there. And then 5 minutes later, blow me down, I'm back at the thing. I open up the fridge and I'm staring at it. I might do that with my fridge probably about, it must be about 15 times a day. It's got to be. Where I open the fridge and I just sort of look in the fridge and go, like something's going to appear. You know, it's like, but I'm trying to, you know, yeah, at the weekend, I treat myself. I had boiled eggs, which I didn't have an allergic reaction to, so that was good. With some dippy soldiers, I like that. But I'm just trying to sort of have like a little bit of cereal in the morning with some fruit, but not sugary cereal. And then just having like a sandwich or a wrap or something during the day, just to keep you kind of, you know, so you're not overspending. That's what I'm trying not to do. Just having, you know, little bits of food that are not, you know, not too expensive. Isn't it dreadful? It's terrible because I pick stuff up at the supermarket, which I did on Saturday, and you're probably like me and you go, I'm not paying that. I'm not doing, no way am I paying that. I'm not paying that. And it's like, do you know what it really gets me? It's like the chicken slices. I mean, I am quite lazy, and you look and you go, oh, I can make maybe two sandwiches and that's going to cost me a fiver. Why don't I just buy a whole chicken and then have it for like curries and for sandwiches and everything else, you know? I haven't bought a whole chicken actually for about 5-6 weeks, I don't think. Because again, they're really, some of the chickens, they just look like they've had a very sad, very depressing life. Madonna did this song, so I thought I'd play it. Here's Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive.
I was afraid.
Sing.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. Key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go.
I tell you what, I've sung that song so many times. I feel like it's coming towards the end of the evening. And this doesn't sound anything like the versions I've ever done. I can tell you that. It's brilliant.
Falling into your arms.
loving that track. That's Joby Fox with A Falling. Just coming up to 10:45 on Phoenix 98 FM. Quite jazzy, isn't it? I've gone into my jazz voice. Can you hear that? If I start talking about jazz, the voice, it changes ever so slightly into a jazz voice. Very, very jazzy. I need to get something done with my hair. I've liked these styles at the moment. They're very 70s, a little bit like a mullet, but not. Or very curly. I need to do something because my hair's starting to look kind of witchy. I've got it in plaits today. It's not flattering, but in twists, actually, because I have to keep twisting my hair. That's why I've got it today. But I don't know what to do. I don't have to have a fringe. I was thinking about cutting my own hair. There'd be screams of people, don't do it! But it needs something doing to it. It's too long, and it is too... Yeah, I'm beginning to look like a woman that has about 1,500 cats living with her. It's that, and I'm going grey, and it's just beginning to look a little bit, I don't know, a little bit tragic. What's this morning? Very sleepy. Oh, are you very... Well, good morning! Wake up!
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. It was a little bit busy around the Brook Street roundabout this morning. It looks like that has cleared, but it's the lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 E12. Expect delays down one lane affecting traffic back onto the roundabout, and that's coming up from Haroldwood Way as well. So it was quite busy around the roundabout this morning. You've got temporary traffic signals due to water main work on King's Chase at the B185 King's Road. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout, that's a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. No problems heading up towards the M11. And the A12 still running fine into centre of Chelmsford. You do have 40-mile-hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16. While they do those much-needed repairs, and there will be some nighttime closures, so just be aware. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, but you'll get more traffic and travel in the next hour. Gonna say happy birthday to Rogue FX. This is Dylan Machine with Back in Time. Happy birthday, Rogue.
Now let's get back.
when it was so right, and we go back in time, but tonight, going back in time.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
All right, let's get ourselves in a Monday dancing mood. Here we go. Here we go from left. I'm going to stand up, actually. Here we go. Left, right, left, right. This is Michelle's exercise class for Monday. I'm going from side to side, and I'm now waving my arms. Hope nobody's looking through the window. Get yourself moving. Come on.
Now what's that crazy rhythm coming from the street?
I don't know.
Sound of people moving to that Latin beat.
Ooh, ooh.
And now this ain't Puerto Rico, this is London 18.
Yes.
Everybody, welcome to my own dream.
Everybody salsa, everybody salsa, everybody salsa.
Come on.
Everybody salsa.
Come on.
Everybody salsa.
Come on, Brentwood.
Everybody salsa. Everybody salsa.
You're lucky I don't have the webcam on because this is pretty frightening. I'm still dancing though, side to side. Here we go, come on.
Carnival is moving, music in the air.
Yeah.
Everybody's grooving, dancing everywhere. Spirit night location, the essence of our theme. Why not come and join us in our own dream?
Come on. I am still dancing and I'm managing to talk as well.
The pretty lady moving all around.
Why, thank you.
Looking super sexy all around the town. Their smiles are so enticing. You wonder what they mean. Everyone's entitled to their own dream.
Come on.
Everybody salsa. Everybody salsa.
I'm salsaing. Oh, I'm shaking myself now. Oh, dear.
Everybody salsa.
It's too much me to shake.
Everybody salsa. Everybody salsa. Everybody salsa.
Salsa, hey, salsa.
Dancing shakes with rock everybody to the youth of it. Dancing shakes with rock everybody to the youth of it. But can you move? Can you move? Can you shake to the rhythm of the Latin groove? But can you move? Can you move? Can you shake to the rhythm of the Latin groove? Riding up your day, funky
I'm still going. I'm still dancing.
Now catch your love to salsa.
Salsa.
Could it get a scene? Why not come and join us in our own crew?
Come on, big finale.
Everybody salsa.
Oh, that's my exercise of the day. My watch will be pleased. Coming up, taking us up to the news, is the brand new one from Duran Duran, which is called Black Moonlight.
Everybody salsa.
Salsa. Hey, salsa.
Across Brentwood and